This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The comparative degree, you know how it works? Good, better, best. We are at our best when we are together here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, you, me, celebrating the fabulous things that go on. And some of them are not so fabulous, but it's all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, Jennifer?
That's right, Jennifer. Just a delayed response because I was so excited to have you ask me that question. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, let's go.
Sorry. You caught me having a side conversation
with her cat.
Totally. All right. El Chapo in The Focus. Now, I don't know if you've been following this, but the trial rages on in New York City. And Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Loera's mistress, Lucero Guadalupe Sanchez Lopez, has testified against her boyfriend, saying that she thought they were in a relationship. She thought that he was like the guy. And reportedly, she has flipped on him now, openly admitting that she moved drugs for her ex and for the Sinaloa cartel. She is actually a former legislator in Mexico, which just shows you how deep the corruption runs. Yep. Yeah. And she was described in a Brooklyn courtroom on Thursday how she came into a relationship with El Chapo and how she came to be arrested for running drugs on his behalf. According to the New York Daily News, she was arrested in San Diego back in 2017, and police suspected she was a drug smuggler and money launderer. She pleaded guilty in October of 2018, and now she's facing 10 years to life in prison. She's only 29 years old. She testified on Thursday that she and El Chapo had a complicated relationship. And keep in mind, she is doing this while El Chapo's wife is sitting in the audience in the courtroom. She said, quote, "Until today, I'm still confused because I thought in our relationship we were romantically involved as partners. I was trying always to keep him happy. I was confused over my feelings for him. Sometimes I loved him and sometimes I didn't." So obviously a complicated relationship with this guy who obviously manipulated everyone around him to do all of these things for him. That's how he became so successful. He himself is facing a life sentence for drug trafficking charges, and he denies the allegations against him. His defense team claims he really wasn't in charge of the operation. El Chapo, is accused of smuggling cocaine, heroin, and a whole lot more into the United States. And this comes after a week of pretty shocking testimony where it was revealed by a former associate of El Chapo, who has also flipped on him, that he himself delivered $100 million to the former president of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, as hush money, essentially, as 2 weeks before, or 2 months before, Peña Nieto actually went into office in Mexico. So,
has he commented
crazy.
Yet? Has he made
he denies it? But okay. It's really hard to hide. I guess, according to reports, he actually asked for $250 million. They came to terms at $100 million, and he says, oh, no, none of that exists. But I think it's kind of hard to hide $100 million. Although I've never had the opportunity to try.
You wonder what future anybody, if this guy is as he seems to be, whether you're in jail or not, unless they've completely isolated him, he's completely locked in a room or in a tank or somewhere underground where he can't have access to anybody.
No, he's awesome underground. put him underground.
That's his favorite place, actually.
Yeah.
Get out of that.
He's a mole person. But I know where you're going, Doug. Yeah. This is very, I can't believe that this girl, the 29-year-old, I can't believe that she went into a courtroom and testified against him. That seems very dangerous.
Yep,
to flip on him and right to his face. He's
well,
got
especially
because
she's
everywhere.
In jail. She's in jail right now, and you can't tell me that he doesn't have a whole lot of people in the prison system who would want to take care of her.
Exactly.
Now, the good news is she, I think, must be out in California somewhere, but maybe she's in a federal prison on the East Coast. I'm not sure.
Well, it's not a great place to be. That's a stupid statement. Why did I even say that? The corruption that exists in the world today, what's it, everybody's dream, everybody focuses on the money because that's what makes the world go round instead of love. Those people who are cynical say it's money that makes the world go round, and maybe it is. The governor of Florida done something kind of interesting, and this is sort of people equate marijuana with drugs, drug business, et cetera, et cetera. That's how Guzman got started, by muling marijuana over the border. Now marijuana is legal. In many states, smoking medical marijuana is legal, and more states are going to make recreational marijuana. As a matter of fact, there's a bill that not many people are talking about before the House that I'm guessing in the next year will be passed, which will give the whole focus on marijuana back to the states. It'll become a states' rights thing. If you want to have marijuana in your state, okay, the feds are not going to, they're not going to get involved. And you'll be able to transport it around to any state that it's legal. So the new governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has said he wants to end the ban that state has on medical marijuana. He announced that he's asking the state legislature to repeal the part of Florida's medical marijuana law that prohibits smokable versions of the plant. So
that's
what do
so
they
strange,
have?
Strange, because most states only have smokable versions and they don't have edibles.
Candy
So Florida must have said that we don't want anything smoked, but you can eat it. It's very odd.
It is. So anyway, there was a lawsuit filed against the state last year claiming the exclusion was unconstitutional. Former Governor Scott appealed the decision, and he is DeSantis a Democrat or a Republican? I don't remember.
He's a Republican.
He is, okay. So Scott, he ran for the Senate, right?
Right.
And he won?
Yeah, he did. He did. Was the big story after the election was recounting
Florida
the
closeness
for both
of the
governor's race.
Governor's
race and for the Senate race. So Rick Scott is a Republican in the Senate, former governor, and then Rick DeSantis took Rick Scott's position as governor. He's a Republican and beat out Andrew Gillum.
I'm going to bet that they're going to, in the next couple of months, the governor and the state legislature will change so that you will be able to smoke medical marijuana. It's just that's the way it's going. So why fight it? What are you going to do? All those resources that have been used over the years to fight this, how nonsensical it really is to be fighting this sort of thing.
I'm convinced wholeheartedly that the tobacco industry is behind every bit of lobbying against it.
Tobacco, the drug
they
companies, the liquor companies.
They want people vaping and stuck on their own stuff that's, you know, going to kill you.
Yeah. Right, exactly. It's all about money. Back to the money. It's the money. Show me the money! 15 after the hour here on the DJV program.
The Geek Out. Once Apple introduced the idea of taking an ECG with one of their watches, you just knew others would do the same. And Withings has stepped up and added the ability to take that very base level on the spot heart rhythm analysis test with their new watch called the Move ECG. And it differs from an Apple watch in that it's an analog face and it comes in at half the price at $130. Withings has also introduced the BMP Core. It's a cuff you place around your bicep, connect to your phone with Bluetooth, and it takes blood pressure, heart rate, and also the same ECG test technology. The BMP Core will cost $250, and it and the Move Watch are awaiting FDA's blessing, and we've posted links to both on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Caladryn contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Caladryn, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Caladryn. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Caladryn on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So how many people are suffering, if that's the right word, with this snowstorm that's blown across the country this past week? There are people who have been trying to enjoy it, going skiing, they go out sledding, tobogganing, people building a snowman. So here's the story of a snowman that was built in Petersburg, Kentucky this past week. Apparently, somebody was, there was a little, the fun quotient here. The kids built the snowman in the yard of Corey Lutz down in, where is this in Kentucky? No, Mississippi, sorry. But no, this was in Kentucky. These people are from Mississippi. And people were looking at this huge snowman. And so they thought, oh, snowball fights, they were having a little fun in the winter. So anyway, they built this. These are adults, by the way. These are not children. And they built the snowman around a tree stump. And so the people in the neighborhood looking at it, kind of fun. Apparently, there was at least one person who didn't like the snowman. And so he drove into the yard and smashed, he was drunk, smashed into the snowman. But unfortunately for him,
karma.
The snowman was built on a tree trunk.
Wow.
You reap what you sow.
Exactly.
The snowman is still standing, and the front of the guy's truck is destroyed. So, anyway, crime does not pay. I guess maybe that's the lesson here. It's silly. People are so silly about stuff like that. Why would you? What is there possibly about a snowman that people would be annoyed at?
I think he was just drunk and wanted to drive through it. It's like when people swerve off the road to drive through a pile of leaves. It's the same, I guess.
Right, what's underneath it?
Right?
Yeah.
Or they want to pop bubble
themselves.
Or people who pop bubble wrap. Like, it's the same thing, I think.
Speaking of crashes and stuff, I wonder how's Prince Philip doing? He was in a car crash the other day.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
This, for those of you who don't remember, he's Queen Elizabeth's husband. He was not hurt in the accident. It was near one of the family's estates, but
Did you see the pictures from this?
Yeah,
he was driving.
The side. Yeah, it looked like an intense accident.
Yeah. His Range Rover flipped over with him in it. He's 97.
I know. Yeah. Well, he's...
Yeah.
Thank God.
He's obviously been through a lot before.
Buckled up,
He was conscious, shocked, shaken. Eyewitnesses helped him get out of the vehicle. Two women in the other car that he crashed into were treated at the hospital for minor injuries. A breathalyzer test was performed on him.
All of them, I think. Yeah, both drivers.
Yeah. How does the Prince of Wales
breathalyzer in his mouth, just like everybody else, Doug.
Yeah. Yep. But he was driving. I thought that was interesting too. Wow. All right, 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is one of the most fabulous. This voice, if there's a second tier right under Aretha, this is the lady who belongs at the top of that list. Gladys Knight, who is now in the music news because she's agreed to sing the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, at this year's Super Bowl. She's won 7 Grammys. She said she's proud to use her voice to unite and represent our country down in her hometown of Atlanta. She's 74 years old, as she and her group inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 96 because of songs like this, Midnight Train to Georgia. There's another song that I love. That's what friends are for. That she's done a great job.
Midnight Train is so iconic. And no, it sure I watch is. A lot of yeah. singing competition shows, and I'm sorry, no one should ever attempt to sing this song because it's Gladys's song, and no one can even come close to her and how well
As
they sing.
As a matter of fact, she should be in the halftime show, not just in the national.
I would prefer that. This halftime show, I'm really concerned about
disaster.
I like Maroon 5, but I don't. Big Boy, and who else?
Adam
is
Levine
be the
is a likable guy. But
you just need something else with Adam Levine. Yeah, it would have been great to do him with Blake Shelton, but it's the wrong network. Yeah.
Yep, there it is. Okay, so that's the story for those of you wondering about the Super Bowl, which is, what, 3 weeks away? How far away are we from the Super Bowl?
Two weeks.
Two weeks, okay. So good for Gladys Knight. 6 past the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I now enjoying some of the music of Madonna, because there's a new documentary about her early days before she became the queen of pop. Pretty unknown. She was practicing her craft in New York City, part of an 80s pop group called The Breakfast Club. So this new docudrama called Madonna and the Breakfast Club will follow the life of her before she became famous or became the legend. The film starts with Madonna during her early days as a drummer. She played the guitar, played the piano, was actually a songwriter for the early Breakfast Club. She formed the group in 79 with Dan Gilroy, whom she had been dating at the time. As the film progresses, she gets more involved with the band's music, begins to develop her own identity as well, sort of schooled, well-experienced, good-experienced artist. The docudrama will be split between reenacted scenes from her time with the band, alongside recent interviews with Gilroy, his brother Ed, and the other bandmate Gary Burke, all that scattered through the film. The director says, "We filmed in the same locations Madonna once walked and performed in." What is this, like Jesus? What is this?
We breathe the
good
same
God.
Air.
Huh? My
hey,
God.
Look, there are some rabbit. You have to, I mean, I'm not a huge Madonna fan, but there are people who are, like, counting down the days until this movie gets released.
Really?
And the
March
girl
12th,
who plays,
right?
Yeah, the girl who plays young Madonna, it's, you do a double take. She, I've never seen anyone look more like Madonna than the girl.
Doesn't
that they
her
hired.
Daughter look a lot like her, Lourdes?
This girl looks more like Madonna than Lourdes does. It's
really?
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's unreal. Mm.
Well, anyway, those of you who are, as Victoria said, are big Madonna fans, you'll enjoy this when it comes out on March the 12th. Is it? It's going to be video on demand. It's not going to be in theaters or anything, right?
No, I think it's just going to be across some digital streaming platforms, so probably Amazon.
Why wouldn't they have it more widely released if they have that much of a
fan base? I don't know that it would do that well in theaters. I think
I'd actually probably go see it. That'd be interesting.
I used to really love Madonna as a kid. Yeah. I liked her old stuff, but she just lost me for the last several years.
Very interesting character. Well, she takes herself too seriously now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's way, way over the top when it comes to being onto you. It's ego is something to be dealt with, I guess.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats in Congress slamming the White House after President Trump cancels a trip that the House Speaker was to make to visit U.S. troops in Afghanistan, citing security concerns because of the shutdown. And Republican leaders are weighing in, as well, as we hear from correspondent Robin Walensky.
Being Speaker of the House and leaving the country when it's shut down, I don't think that's appropriate.
That's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talking about Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi.
Especially the Speaker thinks we shouldn't even have the State of the Union.
Now this comes as President Trump pulling the plug on Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, set to head out on a foreign trip with a congressional delegation, but the President pulling the military aircraft scheduled to transport the group because of the partial government shutdown.
Talks towards ending the L.A. teachers' strike will resume in a few hours and may continue through the weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Another half hour of conversation. DJV time is 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my pals Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, your pals as well. So let's pal around with Victoria for a little while, find out how she can move us to the next level.
Well, I've got some bad news for coffee drinkers. New research is showing that 60% of coffee species around the world might go extinct soon. And this is coming from the Royal Botanic Gardens in the UK. The researchers there have been studying the effects of climate change and deforestation and droughts, along with plant diseases. And they've been specifically focused on the future of coffee. And they say that it doesn't look great, because coffee plants grow in very specific natural habitats. So rising planet temperatures, increased rainfall that's brought by climate change can actually make coffee impossible to grow in places where they once thrived as these plants. So they say that human encroachment and deforestation is probably the biggest effect. And we just talked, you know, earlier this week about the Amazon cutting down more of the trees in Brazil. Yeah. And so it's essentially a lot of Brazilian coffee that's, if you think about it, like it's grown in the shade in the rainforest. And if there's no shade, then the coffee can't grow. And so, and also high altitude coffee. Coffee has very different species, and some coffee grows in
like
desert
wine.
Climates. And
it's like wine.
I think it's probably a little
soil.
More. Jen would know. I think it probably is a little more varied than wine, mm-hmm. I would think, right? There's probably more. There's a larger spectrum of climate.
I would imagine
than coffee.
So.
Yeah,
because there's so many different
in.
Kinds. Yeah, I would imagine that's probably true. I don't know, though, for sure.
Yeah, the researchers say that some coffee species can be extinct in as little as 10 years, and that it's not really going to get any better. So that means the price of coffee goes way up, and they say that the taste will get worse, because if it's not being grown in its natural habitat, no, that you're going to find that coffee doesn't really taste as good as it once did.
All right, sort of continuing
Thanks
on
for bumming
in
me out. Sorry.
That vein. This week, last we had, we're always talking about the focus on climate change and what really is going on. And so there's usually a negative spin on, for example, I think the conversation we had, Victoria, was about how much of the rainforest has been gutted in the past 10, 12 years. But you'll be interested to know that in the last couple of years, some of the big oil and gas companies have started to get into new businesses which would be considered positive. For example, Royal Dutch Shell, which is second only to Exxon Mobil in terms of the size, the sheer size of the company, has been spending a couple of billion bucks a year in the last few years on ventures that have nothing to do with oil and gas. As a matter of fact, they're into biofuels that are made from sugar cane. They've got a huge company, a huge plant in Brazil. They have built a project in India that makes biofuels from all the waste products in India. In India, have you ever been to India or heard about it? India is one of the dirtiest, most horrible places on the planet. Once you get out of Delhi isn't even a fabulous place, but the rivers are loaded with sewerage. It's amazing that they have the kind of population. I mean, the population lives as long as it does. But anyway, the point here is that they have taken all of this garbage and they've made it into a valuable commodity that will generate electricity. And so far, their efforts have generated for them in these various countries almost $2 trillion in sales. That is people buying energy that is not from fossil fuel. And I think that I think they ought to be acknowledged for that, frankly. They've started a hydrogen fuel business in Germany. They have all these hydrogen filling stations. You know, that's what the buses and cars of the future. You go to Los Angeles, the buses are all powered by hydrogen, all gas. I mean, gas, not liquid gasoline.
Right.
But alternative fuels. And so they're all over Europe. They're doing things. They are building a huge solar park in the Netherlands with 50,000 solar panels, providing renewable energy to run the plants that they have. They have a large chemical plant in this area, and so they're using solar to power it. And there's a lot of excess, so that's going into the local, again, back to burning fossil fuels or not. So I thought, you know, we're so eager, and I am, because I can't stand the way these big companies are run. Maybe there's a difference between an American company, I hope that's not the case, and a European-based company. But they have a national renewable energy laboratory, which the information that they have, they're sharing with the U.S. with other companies, so that, you know, it isn't all. You realize how expensive it is to do research? You know, the drug companies are always saying, this is why it costs so much to have drugs, because it costs us so much to do the research to develop drugs. Okay, so you can make that argument. The same thing is true in energy. It's true in most any field, I think, isn't it? I mean, look at the way new products have been developed, designed for buildings. And maybe the wall even though it's a sore subject with some people, the technology, the what they're using to build the wall, a lot of different products that are new. It's a very interesting new airplanes. The new airplanes, the same size plane weighs 25 to 30% less than the plane that, not, for example, a 757. They first started building those in the early 1970s. The comparable plane today, Airbus 321 and the 737-800, about the same size, they weigh about 25 to 30% less because of the new way, the composite material they use to put the skins on the planes and what they use. If you look at the old 757s, I don't want to get too much in the weeds here, but this is a good example. 757s have 8 wheels in the back under the fuselage, under the wings. When they land, there are 8 wheels on the ground. The new 321s, 4. So that shows you how much lighter those planes are. Now, the only thing that suffers, it's good because there's a lot of fuel economy and stuff, but when you're in a plane that's light and you go through weather, not fun.
Rock around.
Yeah, you get bounced around a lot more in a lighter plane. But other than that, it's kind of good. I mean, we see less of that. Because as much as people talk about what the impact is of automobiles and industry and that sort of thing, the biggest single contributor to the change in the atmosphere are airplanes. Because they're closer, and the gases don't have a chance to dissipate. On the ground, a lot of the stuff that's created by cars, trucks, buses, boats, whatever, it dissipates into the atmosphere. But when you're at 35 or 40,000 feet, that's 7 miles up, it's much closer to the area where the weather is made and all of the things that affect the atmosphere, so it has much more of an impact. So that's one of the reasons that people have been trying to, I think Elon Musk was trying to develop a nuclear-powered plane or something, wasn't he? Some kind of a, I don't know how comfortable I'd be riding in a plane that was powered by nuclear engines, but why would it be any different than a nuclear-powered submarine or a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier? Well, it's the same thing,
yeah,
right?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Same technology.
Right, exactly. All right, it's 44 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV radio program. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from markers and pens to 2019 desk calendars.
And right now, a 12-pack of Sharpie markers and an 8-pack of Expo dry erase markers are only $4.99 each.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store. Ends 1/19/19 in store only.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. France launching an emergency contingency plan to deal with the effects of the no deal, i.e. Brexit. Prime Minister Philippe, is that how you pronounce it? Eduardo Philippe says the nearly $57 million plan is in preparation for a possible hard Brexit. No deal Brexit. So what is this? I mean, we know it'll be chaotic for travelers who are moving around through the European Union and then trying to go to England. I still think this is going to get... So I think they're going to have to figure it out. They have to straighten this out. It's suicidal. And as much as I understand, we all understand the problems that created the movement to exit the European Union... They didn't look at, you know, and that happens a lot, you know, some of these things that are emotional, you don't look at all sides of it. It's not, they're in a bad place. Bad place.
Well, it felt very knee-jerk, you know, the idea first sounds great, and everybody voted on it, and then they did a public vote after that, and which didn't really matter, but the public survey after that was a lot of people had already changed their minds, and I think now even more people have said, okay, maybe this isn't the greatest deal for us.
Yeah,
so I was talking about planes. Immigration is to people.
It is a problem. Planes a few minutes ago. Remember the crash of that Lion Air 737 in October?
Yeah.
They've recovered the cockpit voice recorder finally from the plane. Not too far from the crash site, as a matter of fact. It was in the sea. The cockpit voice recorder, one of two recorders on the plane. The second device was found back in November, but authorities are hopeful that this new box will help them determine what happened, because nobody's figured out what happened. It's unclear. I said to, when I made my reservation yesterday, my next trip to Los Angeles, I said to the lady at the American office that I didn't want to be on a 737 MAX. And she said, she sort of chuckled, she said, I've been hearing that from everybody. American bought, what did they buy? 100 of these things, and they cram like another 20 people into the same size plane, so you have no room to do anything, including going to the bathroom. These planes are a disaster.
Are these the planes that have no TV screens or anything, too?
Yep, nothing.
I was on one of them.
Bare bones. Nothing.
Yeah, coming back from L.A. to New York, I was on one of those. That's luckily I had my iPad, but oh my gosh, I've never seen so many angry people expecting to have TV screens, and there's literally nothing.
And half the time, the go-go or whatever the Wi-Fi is doesn't work.
Oh, it's terrible.
So I mean, what do these people think they're doing? At some point in time,
why are they doing it?
Yeah, it's they want it. The woman, the flight attendant said to me the other day, "Is how much do they need? How much do they have to extract from the passengers?" And I think that's a very good question. We all have to ask ourselves that. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
If
it's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Now to pay attention to what you're driving. Hopefully you're driving better than Prince Philip. Nick Miles is here. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. So why in the world, this is just maybe because of the sound of your voice, I might ask you this, not that you know any more than anybody else, but people give you credibility because of your accent. The Prince is 97. He's driving a Range Rover. What the hell is the Prince doing driving a Range Rover, driving anything at 97? You can't tell me that the Queen and her husband don't have drivers. What in the world? What do you make of all that?
Well, my dad's 76, and it petrifies me every time he gets in a car. So, Prince Philip, I would have thought it might be his driving days maybe over. But I guess when you're the Prince, you do what you want. That just seems what it is.
It could be.
No idea. It's scary.
It is kind of. All right. The government shutdown is affecting the automobile business, interestingly enough. The spin here is on recalls. If you don't have the government to do recalls, then you do them yourself, apparently, right?
That's exactly what Hyundai and Kia have done. These guys who are furloughed include the guys who sit there and go, wait a second, this doesn't look right. There's too many accidents involving this sort of component, and they do all the research into that. Well, they're not doing it right now, which means that companies are sort of self-policing themselves. So Hyundai and Kia, it's nice that they stepped up and said they will self-police themselves on recalling 168,000 vehicles which have a fuel pipe problem. The funny side of this story is, or the weird, the strange, whichever way you want to look at it, Doug, is the fact that this is a recall that they already recalled, and they didn't get right the first time. So it's a do-over. It's a mulligan, as we might say in golf.
Yeah, give them a mulligan. All right. Speaking of mulligans, FOMO Co. is going to put electric engines, or whatever they call them, in the F-150 battery-powered trucks. What do you think of that?
What do we know about this story? It's one of those strange stories, right? I mean, when we say electric engines, do we think of the Leaf, and then the F-150 doesn't make a good marriage, right? So no. Maybe they know something that we don't. I need to see a truck that does 400 plus miles, that can still tow considerable amounts, you know, weight, these sort of things. And right now, I don't know an electric engine that can pull that off. There are some advantages to doing this, of course, Doug. That means you do get lots more torque, which means the vehicle is much more powerful from a standstill point of view. The other advantage is, of course, if you're working with a truck and you're spending a lot of time building houses and hauling gravel and that sort of thing, you want to cut down on your costs, because it becomes expensive to drive one of these trucks fully laden from the supply yard to the wherever you're working every day. So it does make some sort of sense, but I like their incentive. I like their idea of being groundbreaking. Not sure it makes much sense in my head.
All right, I'm scratching my head at the moment about these four Audi managers that are in courtroom because of the emissions case. Audi and Volkswagen are the same company. Why didn't they get them all when they did the Volkswagen thing? What is the why this now?
Well, I think that investigation is far from done. We hit all the big guys at the top, and they're sort of working their way down to find out all the guys that actually did all the cheating at the bottom. So these guys at this point, they were asked where they were, where these four different Audi employees who have now been charged as part of the Dieselgate scandal, they're engineers, and it's presumed they're in Germany. But they're not in the United States, and the company won't tell the press, at least, where they are. But these are the guys that seem to be, they seem to be the ones that actually were doing plenty of the shenanigans with the cheating on the diesel results. So they have been charged under violation of the Clean Air Act, which it makes me giggle just talking about it.
Yes, that is just ridiculous. All right, Chevrolet has a commercial claiming they're better and Ford, Honda, and Toyota, and apparently Ford, Honda, and Toyota have said not so fast there, Chevrolet, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you've seen the ads with the guy that stands in this large showroom and says, "But there's more," and there another door opens. They had this one saying Chevys were better than Ford, Toyota, and Honda, and Ford, Toyota, and Honda didn't like it very much, so they decided to get a lawyer involved. And strangely enough, General Motors' ad is no longer running. General Motors said, "We've decided to go in a different direction." Which,
it's a coincidence.
You know,
that's all.
On the sidelines.
Yeah, just a coincidence.
Exactly.
OurAutoExpert.com. 1 million people every day get their car info from Nick Miles. Check out his website, OurAutoExpert.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.